St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and Inside STL.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Kind of hits home, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Really, right in the gut, right in the solar plexus.
Don't say solar plexus.
Okay.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Jennings Randolph Jr. with you here on the radio program, and giving out scalding hot takes. If you want them, you know where to find them. And I'd like to think that nobody gives hotter takes.
Well, you should think that. I mean, if nobody else does, at least you do.
Yes. 855-282-8255 is how you can get involved in the radio program. 855-282-8255. Guys, love the boof intro. It reminds me of last night when Doug and I exchanged licks.
Whoops.
What does that have to do with that? That's an instrumental from Teen Wolf.
I think you may be going to the Logule for the first time.
Who was that, Tim? You got a name?
May Young's newborn hand.
May Young's newborn hand has been disqualified, and he's been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, will go into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension Logule. 11 locations for Hot Shots. I like the chicken sandwich. Others prefer the wings. I'm writing this information down with an ink pen. An ink pen I got from Wright Business Products. They'll brand all your business products. Thank you, Wrightsy.
We've got one of those out at the Rock that people can sign their credit card with. Yep.
That's nice.
Oh, all right.
Yep. And there's a picture sent in by Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Yeah, I see
of
that.
Of your son, Doug.
Holding a stuffed animal.
Yeah, holding a stuffed animal. I can't scroll back.
It looks like that's outside of Kirkwood Brewhouse.
See, well, why would he have a stuffed animal?
Well, he's with the engine.
Oh, that was the night of one of our meetings that we had.
That's right. Yeah.
I went to their softball.
And what is that, the Goob?
The Goob 11.
Goober 11.
But we are up to like 20 members. And the Plowhawk keeps considering applications.
Yeah, Plaza, we need to have, I was just thinking yesterday, we need to have a session with the Goob 11, or maybe just the Goob 11's wives.
I tell you what, if they want to maybe buy, you know, maybe some gift baskets, you know, to maybe try to lure themselves into the Goob 11, I'm all for it. As you know, I go to the fan page to try to get free couches and Xbox controllers, so I'm down with free little gifts. You know, you want to take me on a little getaway? I'm all for
it. Take on a getaway!
And we will consider you in the Goob 11.
I was thinking about a Goob 11 get-together after our next TMA Live, because it's on Dorset, 2 minutes from my crib.
At the Sunflower Palace.
We'll just have a little...
Sunflower Palace. We'll
have I brought some sunflowers in for Doug. We'll have a little Goob 11 get-together after the TMA on my patio.
Well, some refer to it as the Corpse Cafe, because you know, the body's buried there.
Doug, I know you're excited about the start of the NFL season.
I'm not.
The Prime Ministers and the Southside Seamen, two of the most storied fantasy sports franchises really in the history of fantasy sports, once again doing battle. You're the number one seed in the baseball playoffs. I'm the defending champion in the football league. And I know we both like to do research. We like our data. Yeah. And one of the things that we base our draft picks on are teams' power rankings. And I know you monitor power rankings very closely.
Well, I don't really.
So as the NFL season is less than 12 hours away from kicking off with the Patriots taking on the Chiefs tonight in Foxborough, my question to you is, who do you think is number one in ESPN's power rankings as we head into the 2017 season?
New England Patriots.
I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. I'm still mad.
I see people picking the Patriots.
What are you mad about?
They might run the table this year. They might win them all this year.
What are you mad about?
Well, we had a team.
Yeah.
And now we don't.
Right.
And
now you don't care.
I tried to follow another team, maybe a Chiefs guy. I just can't. I watch the Super Bowl. I'll watch some games. I'm not going overboard. But as a fan of the NFL, I just don't feel the same excitement for the start of the season.
I'm curious. Nikhat, you've been very consistent on this. You've been consistent on this for a few years before the Rams lead. I thought it was so odd in St. Louis. But I guess people really had conned themselves into believing they were going to stay, or maybe not even conned themselves, just couldn't believe that they were going to leave. And I know saying that now almost sounds comical, but back in the day, after the Rams would play a game, and I remember, because I can picture us being in the studios at Central West End for CBS Sports 920, and like talking about the Rams game, and I'd go, I can't break this game down. I don't care if they won. I don't care if they lost, because I think they're going to be leaving in a year. So I can't invest emotionally in someone who I'm virtually certain is going to betray me. So that's a St. Louis perspective. But one of the discussions nationally is that the game is trending down. In other words, if you were going to buy a stock of one of, let's include the MLS in there, of the five major North American sports leagues, and also if you would want to consider college basketball and college football in there as well, so now you have seven, the stock that you would buy, the stock I'd buy would be college football.
Hear, hear.
And the stock I would sell would be the NFL, which currently has its perhaps highest value in its history, but I think it's on the verge of a major decline. Now, here we're pissed off about the Rams situation, and I don't think anybody would fault this. I'm sure there's a view like that in San Diego. But I think around the country, for me, I can tell you this. What am I interested in? I'm interested in betting on games, and I'm interested in my DraftKings teams. And other than that, I just don't care. I find the college game infinitely more exciting. The atmosphere of those games and the pace of those games. Yeah, the games take like 4 hours now. I guess the average exactly was 3 hours and 25 minutes. But I feel like there's more going on in those games than I do with, and because there is great importance. I mean, if you look like Florida State, they're already in a big hole for 2017 as it is, and that's before the injury to Francois. So in taking a look at it, my interest in the NFL is not nearly where it was 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, it's not like the Rams were, you know, world beaters. We were in the midst of the magic that was the Scott Linehan era.
But we still cared about the league, I think. I had an interesting text conversation yesterday with Sneaky V. And he kind of said, you know, I'm down on sports. And I said, I'm college football and golf to a certain extent. It is kind of weird. I don't know that everybody's that way. I don't know whether it's because I'm getting older or because of the Candy Crush situation.
Oh, it could be all
could
that.
Could be that, yeah. But, I mean, like Tim Cat, I'm much more interested in a college football Saturday than I am an NFL Sunday.
If this were legal proceedings, you'd say, well, I stipulate everything you say about the college game is true, but the NFL is something different, and I still think
it's
as much as, I don't care about it.
Right.
And again, this is a stupid, syrupy thing, but when your kid says to you, who do we root for now, that stays with you. I mean, honestly, my kid was upset about it, so I hold a grudge. But I still think the NFL is a very good product. The fact that we have DraftKings and all the fantasy football will make sure that it stays at the top. I don't know if I'd be selling NFL. I just know for me, I don't care much for it.
Yeah, they've lost this market, and they've probably lost the San Diego market, and they've lost a big chunk of that San Francisco-Oakland market with all three of those teams moving out. Put two teams in L.A., which is a terrible football market.
Awful.
They don't care about their teams there. A lot of people are upset with some of the behavior of the players, the constant arrests that you read about.
The injuries,
the injuries.
Yeah, the injuries, and at some point you think the NFL is going to have to change the way it goes, which could hurt its popularity, that injury thing. I mean, there's story after story about former NFL players that are a mess, you know, based on what they went through in their career. But again, I still think as a product, it's still a good product, and the fact that so many people are attached to it with their fantasy sports and their teams that they have, like in DraftKings, I believe it's still going to be viable.
Fantasy is a huge factor for a lot of people. For people like me, anyway, because otherwise the NFL to me is like the NBA, where I'm interested. If there's a big story, I'm interested. When the playoffs roll around, very interested, but I don't have a team anymore. So I, on a daily basis, I'm not terribly interested.
So well, you need fantasy now to be a fan.
Yeah, except how it affects my fantasy.
Well, and I think Tim can speak to this with the DraftKings and the gambling. I mean, that drives a tremendous amount of interest in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest source when people say, you know, it's a tradition and you'll see it. Darren Revelle tweeted out, and then people who like football tweeted out when the NFL buries baseball in October, Major League Baseball playoffs and World Series will get beat by Monday Night Football. And then it's just how you want to frame data. It's like a Fox News, MSNBC thing. You'll spin it to your world view. So if you like football, you go, God, this just shows how popular football is. It's about the gambling. It's about the gambling. If the gambling weren't there, people wouldn't watch a Buccaneers, Saints game on Monday Night Football. It's about people trying to get out of their gambling hole from Saturday and Sunday and or their fantasy football league and or DraftKings. That's what it's about. There's nothing wrong with that, but to portray it as people hate baseball and love the game of football is inaccurate. It's about gambling, and there's nothing wrong with that. At DraftKings has made it even more so. So, like, when people are talking about their, like, I was hanging out with my brother and my cousin after we went out and played golf for my dad's 70th birthday 2 days ago. And
Ed O'Worson, let me do that. Ed O'Worson.
Thank you to Garth for that, Jennings. Well, Jennings, you helped facilitate that, so thank you very much.
Well, that's a nice, I'm glad you could do that for my man, Tim Sr.
Thank you, because it was an awesome day for his birthday, and we were sitting there talking about fantasy football. As you can imagine, Tim Sr. was not engaged in that discussion. And my brother and my brother Danny and my cousin Brian were talking about their teams, and I'm like, God, I hardly even know who's on my year-long fantasy team, because I'll have like 100 teams this weekend on DraftKings where I could make infinitely more money than the $700 or $800 we would make to win our year-long league. And so it's like, you know, like a rush of cocaine every week with being able to play daily fantasy sports, and I think that's intensified it. But as far as actual interest in the game itself, maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like college football is surging. I feel like soccer is surging, but that's surging, I think, with a younger, which is good, younger audience, and I think it's more European than it is MLS, but it's still moving up. I still would buy stock in it. Baseball is older, but still popular. And the NBA is thriving, but in St. Louis, understandably, people don't want to talk about it without having a team here. So, when I observe all these things, I just think that the NFL is in danger, which sounds odd because it's peak right now, but that's the time when you sell your stock.
I did want to mention, before we got too far in the program, the passing of a Blues legend, Noel Picard, passing away, number four for the St. Louis Blues, part of the original team.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Fantastic guy, and I'm sure the Blues will have more on that coming up in the next day or two. But I didn't want to lose sight of that, and I don't want to lose sight of the Wiffle Ball Tournament. It's big. It's the fourth annual Charity Wiffle Ball Tournament benefiting Birdies for Bipolar. Wellie's charity is just around the corner. It's presented by Bud Light, DB Sports Bar. Oh, I hope some of the DB's waitresses come out. Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The tournament takes place on September the 30th at Francis Park in South City. It starts at 10 a.m. You can sign up your team of four players today at InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. What that includes is round-robin play and group winners advancing to the knockout rounds. There'll be barbecue. There'll be beer. Doug, there's going to be mixed drinks.
Will there be?
And water for purchase on site, provided by DB Sports Bar. So sign up your team today and invite your friends to come capture that wiffle ball crown. Plowsy, do you have a team, or have you been drafted by a team?
No, I remember me and Weezer did that team 1 year. I think I struck out every time, so I might take a back seat. Maybe I'll help Ump. maybe facilitate some food into people's mouths, not robbing
people.
Excuse
me? What did you just say?
You know, just be a team player.
What did you just say?
I know
said,
about facilitating the connectiveness, but what about the food?
He said, I will facilitate food into people's mouths.
Like
please expand
serve,
on
like
that,
Like I would
sir.
Serve them food. Maybe DBs gets hit and they need help, you know, people handing out food. I'll be that guy. I mean, okay. I'm just there.
Because it
to
sounded
help.
Like... You were going to be, like, standing up somewhere and dropping food into people's hole.
I mean, I'm for $5 a pop, you know, maybe we can get a stand there. But as of right now, that is not something that will be
you
happening.
You would charge people to rob and feed them food?
Yeah. I mean, they won't
pay, probably get paid.
Yeah.
If there's a demand, Doug, that's business.
Yeah. This is a restaurant talk, and Plaz, you understand, but he's going to help out if DBs gets in the weeds.
Yes.
Gets in
Thank
the weeds.
You.
He's already got the weeds with him.
Well, I'll have that handy. That'll help when we actually get in the weeds. Yes. Thank you, Iggy.
Jennings, I was mentioning DraftKings, and the league now is already up to 125 people signed up for the TMA League. If you want to participate, just click on the link on the fan page. I also tweeted it out. If you're not on Twitter, you're not on Facebook, go to DraftKings and search Inside STL TMA, and you will find the league. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season is here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try DraftKings? The game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Also, I know a lot of people continue to reach out regarding the podcasting and the streaming. I haven't been managing the radio station since January, but still I want to try and get this thing right. So people sent emails with details. I forwarded those to our station general manager, John Hadley, and to Nick Yale, who is in charge of Inside STL, and to the Sea Monster yesterday. And via Nick Yale, John said they are going to be hiring somebody to shoot and fix the issue with the streaming and the podcasting. I know a lot of our listeners listen via podcasting, via the app. And while it's out of my control, I feel terribly that this has been going on for the last week. And just so you know, I wanted to pass along what is going on to try and remedy that. So there is the latest on the podcasting.
Doug, we've got
the latest on the podcasting.
There you go, Doug. We've got some fun sound that I think you might be interested in.
What sort of fun?
Well,
sound?
Former Texas Tech coach, now with Washington State. You may have seen this on the internets or on your Facebook page or somewhere.
Mike Leach.
Yeah. He had some thoughts on Bigfoots and aliens.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting. All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I hope there's Bigfoot. I don't think there is. The reason I don't think there is because we found bones of dinosaurs and everything else, but we haven't found bones that I've heard of Bigfoot. Aliens, I suspect there is, and I don't know that they're they're little green men, and I don't know that they're specifically in our galaxy. Why wouldn't God build other Earths and other places? Why only this one? I certainly wouldn't rule out life somewhere else other than just Earth, because, see, to me that seems like a lot less of a stretch than the notion that, oh, we're the only one. We're the only one special enough that lightning struck a puddle of mud. Or we're the only one special enough that God cares about enough to have life on this planet. Say, I don't believe that. I mean, everybody wants to be special, but I don't think we're that special.
Now, was that just something he had to get off his chest? Or
was, well, was he responding
was he asked about
to a reporter's question?
Was Calvin May saying, would you say a nice outing from Bigfoot?
The question wasn't, incorporated with the video. However, I do believe it was a question from a reporter. It wasn't a hot take that he needed off his chest. It sounded like.
But my question for you, if you are covering the Washington State football team.
That's exactly what you ask, yeah.
I mean, how do you get to a question about foot or alien?
You've asked about the offense and the defense and special teams. Don't forget about the special team. And so then you get around to Bigfoot.
Coach, there's a lot of areas that around the United States seem like a perfect habitat for Bigfoot and seem rather squatchy. Do you believe in Bigfoot, Coach?
And he was more than willing to talk about it.
He said lightning in a puddle. I had not heard
life
that.
Life can start when a lightning strike hits like bacteria.
Okay.
Life can begin. That's been proven.
That is proven.
Organisms can begin to grow.
From lightning hitting water.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we see if we can monetize that?
Yeah, we should be able to, like, come see the lightning hit the water.
come watch life form from the mud puddle.
It can create $5. Some bacteria that grows.
That could be our million.
Life can be created from that. Oh, I say life. Some sort of living organism can be created.
I want to play one more.
Can we create a closer? Do you think?
Yeah, can we create a closer?
No, the lightning will strike twice.
Oh, the twice issue.
Yeah. Can we just get one with Juan Nicasio?
I don't know why. I've talked about this before. Sneaky V is infatuated with the Barstool chicks.
Yeah,
but,
he is.
But he, I don't know what it is. And I've got two sound bites. We're only going to play one.
Can I enter?
Yeah.
Because I have a theory.
Okay.
Okay. Seymour is a legitimately nice person.
Yeah.
He doesn't complain. He just does his job. And I believe deep down, he hates us. So his revenge is putting this in the
Barstool,
knowing that we're going to go to.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I heard him, I kind of looked at him like, what's wrong with you? I mean, even as sick as I am, I don't like the Barstool chicks. But so we've got two topics that they discuss.
What?
Marriage traditions, or we can play their chat on Kendall Jenner and Blake Griffin's relationship.
How about this? I just flick your ear really hard.
How about the first one?
Right,
anything other than the Jenners and the Kardashians.
Right, here are the Barstool chicks who, I mean, they're bangable, but they're not really that good looking.
I like Fran.
Is that the blonde?
No, the blonde seems a little too stuck up. Fran likes
Fran
the
Healy?
Party.
You like him?
Do you think they're weed whackers?
Fran Huck.
That's why I think Fran. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Here are the Barstool chicks talking about marriage traditions.
So there was an article posted talking about marriage traditions and how no one should follow them anymore, and that if a guy asks your dad if he can marry you, that you should run far away, which is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was a really stupid article.
Like, just let marriage be marriage. Just let it go how it's been going for years now.
They just wanted to take the romance out of proposing to somebody. Like, I don't want to know exactly what I'm being proposed to. I would want my boyfriend to ask my dad.
Same.
But, like, exactly. If that's not for you, great.
Do what you want. You know how they call Big Cat Middleman Dan? Like, this is Middleman Fran.
Like, just do whatever you want. It's your marriage.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get married in a church? Great. You want to get married on the beach? Great. You want to leave and
but
not
what do you stand for? What do
that's
you
fine.
Stand for? Truthfully, like, if my boyfriend, like, wants to marry me that much.
Hope Seymour's
like,
enjoying
oh my
this.
God, that's shocking to me. So, like, I'll just take the ring. Like, I don't really care.
Hates us.
What the
wow,
hell is
Seymour
this?
Hates us.
What
a lot
is
of
this?
Hates.
They're the worst people.
And they
ever.
Do it clothed. I mean, I can understand if they
get naked at least.
On.
Take your top off at least.
Why was that groundbreaking conversation?
You'd
none
have
of it
to
is,
ask Sneaky.
None of it is.
But, Doug, on the other hand, all due respect. They could listen to this show and go, that thing is the worst thing. Who are those guys? I get that. Just not my taste. I'm not trying to take a personal shot.
Whose taste is it?
But based on the fact that Seymour knows that it's terrible.
He just keeps talking about it.
Yeah, because he despises us.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good play.
And that show is actually a thing, or this website. People actually
I don't know
it,
that
watch.
It's... Yeah, Doug, they're not just making little snippets for us to use.
It, but I think it's more
it's
of a
popular?
Thing. I think it's more of a thing. Here than it is
than
elsewhere.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, I think we may be the inaugural fan members of the Barstool Chicks. I don't know. It's all passing.
We're the only station in the country that plays their clips and Barrett's clips.
Well, now Barrett, I understand. I mean, there's a guy that's creating an empire. On, you know, as Tim said in the first hour, I mean, what he does is groundbreaking. Go.
I don't recall saying that.
No, you didn't say it. I'm saying, Groundbreaking. To go to other websites.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the $100,000 Magic Carpet Ride. Every Friday in August, get free slot play, plus earn entries for our grand finale on August 25th, where one winner will take home a $30,000 super fan room from Amini's home, only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Salutations across the nation.
And pull that information from that reporting. And then report it as yourself. That's...
I'm Jason Barrett,
yep.
The conductor of this audio thrill ride.
And to actually get the transactions, the comings and goings from markets like Hays, Kansas,
right,
and Tupelo, Mississippi, is important to us all.
Well, there's no... People are yearning for that.
To find out who's running the board down in Tupelo for their morning show. Who isn't interested in that? Find someone who doesn't care.
From the city of sin, where the only thing I didn't do was win.
I want to be on that podcast. I think it would be therapeutic for both Jason and myself.
But you have to call him, Tim. You have to call him.
He'll let you, I promise you.
Well, that's where he gets all these stories from, Dubuque, Iowa. Hey, Jason, we got a new board up. I'll get it down. If you just call him and say you want to be on, you'll be on.
I'm happy to do it. I'll send him an email. See if I can.
And you'll be on, I guarantee you.
All right. Well, maybe I'll do that.
We can
play clips of my interview with Derek.
That would be perfect. I did want to give you one. I'm not that big of a numbers guy or a stats guy, but I saw something yesterday when the President's Cup teams were announced that just is, to me, unbelievable. Yesterday, Phil Mickelson was added as a captain's pick for the President's Cup.
Lefty.
Yep. That is 23 teams in a row for Phil Mickelson. Okay? This international teams for the U.S.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth will be playing in his fifth straight team that he's eligible for.
Spiether.
It would take Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth would have to make every U.S. team from now until 2036 to outdo Phil Mickelson. That's scary.
A nice little step.
Okay.
That's a nice little step.
Now, the other one that goes with that...
I think a lot of America is frightened by that.
They don't know
where to turn.
Maybe the Barstool chicks first.
Yeah. Forget about these hurricanes.
But
this is a bigger concern.
Having said that, 23 teams in a row for Phil, but he's never been number one in the world, he's never been number one on the money list, and he's never been player of the year. Which, I mean...
Well, he had the misfortune of being in his prime when Tiger Woods was also in his prime.
No question.
That's a good point.
And he deserved to be on most of those teams. This one probably not, but, you know, he made it anyway.
He did play good over the weekend to make him to at least show like he cared. But
hey, Jennings, did you see, and you might have voted for it, and I just didn't see it because we had, like, whatever, 600-700 votes. I just kind of golf nerded out on, I guess might have been Monday, because that was after Justin Thomas won in Boston. But over the next 5 years of Thomas, Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Rory, Day, I'm sure John Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama, I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out.
Sure.
Personal.
Fowler.
That's what I was leaving out. Who do you, and he, of course, doesn't have one yet, who do you think, so that's 20 majors, of those 20, who of that list of people will win the most? For the record, Spieth won going away on the poll.
Well, I'll tell you, I think we're in a unique situation right now where we had that 10, 11, 12-year stretch where it was all Tiger, and the dominance was unbelievable. Right now, we have got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 maybe guys that can be the best player year in a particular year. We've already seen that with Jason Day, with Spieth, with Dustin Johnson, now with Justin Thomas. I mean, it's a remarkable situation that is going on, and I still think there are a couple more that are coming up from the ranks to the college and amateur ranks. But I think if gun to the head, I would probably go Spieth because I think that he's more likely to be that guy
maybe twice in the next 5 years. But I see a scenario where, okay, this is Justin Thomas's year. Jason Day had his. Jordan had his. Maybe next year it's Fowler. I mean, it's a fascinating time. It's not as, for the golf geek, it's almost every bit as exciting as Tiger. But for the general casual sports fan that might get into golf, Tiger was bigger. But it's a unique situation right now.
Well, there's not a big bombastic personality among any of them.
No, and that doesn't help. In fact, some of the criticism has been, like when Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship, there's Ricky Fowler and there's Jordan Spieth waiting for him, congratulating him, hugging him. I mean, you know, maybe Arnold shook Jack's hand in the locker room, but Arnold and Gary Player and Tom Watson and Trevino weren't standing around the 18th green going, "Way to go, Jack."
No, they weren't.
Now, I kind of like that, the Rat Pack, you know, like they're the young up-and-comers. Well, and it's kind of cool.
And I think the good thing, and I see it a little bit at Normandy once in a while. I mean, there, if the golf business was as healthy as the PGA Tour, I'd be a happy man. But what has to happen is these young personalities, like the JTs and the Jordan Spieths, and like you said, you kind of like that camaraderie and the friendship. I see younger people now starting to come out and play a little bit more. And that, look, there's a guy right there, Plowsy. Now, granted, he don't play much, but he told me last week he's starting to pay a little attention, right?
I was just going to say, I've never watched more golf than I have in the last, let's say, calendar year.
That's huge.
And out of those guys, Tim, I'll answer this. I think John Rahm is
another guy.
He doesn't have the pressure that the Spieths and the Fowlers are going to have on him in the majors, and I think he had just as much talent. So I think Rahm could maybe sneak out a couple on that.
Yeah, there's another guy. I mean, they just, you know, you're
sick.
Yeah,
nice work.
Timmy had him on the list.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Spieth, Tim? Do you think it's Spieth?
Spieth, now, if you agree, Spieth to me is Nicklaus-esque.
Yeah.
And I just think the thing that always will travel with you, and what is the game changer, not that I have, you know, gotten even remotely close to, you know, being a very good player.
Well, there's next year's PGA.
There is, and ideally I win that, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to break 90 at Belle Reve, and I just don't know if that's going to win it.
No,
I don't know if that's going to win
it. You don't know what the other guys are going to do.
But the thing that travels is putting, and Spieth is just in another world when it comes to putting. And I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, when it comes to like a guy like Dustin Johnson, you saw what happened to him at Chambers Bay on 18, 72nd hole. Matsuyama, for whatever reason, seems to have some issues with putts inside of 8 feet. Spieth is just, he's so damn good, and I feel like that consistency is what's going to put him, he's always going to be in the mix, and then I feel like he's going to win it with his putter. But I think it's a great thing. You know, there was an article, Jason Sobel wrote this, and I talked about it kind of in a long-winded late-night post on Friday on the fan page, that he was talking about the criticism that Spieth and Fowler got, and I guess Bud Cauley, but nobody really knows Bud Cauley outside of, you know, the hardcore golf fans, for waiting for Justin Thomas after he won the PGA Championship greenside. But he didn't cite anybody in the game of golf who was criticizing him. He was taking what is the new way to cover news, social media criticism, and then applying it as if it had some form of credibility. And as I was pointing out, 15 years ago before Twitter, even 10 years ago before Twitter, it would have been the equivalent of taking, you know, somebody who wrote into the sound off section and then using that as your straw man to go, look at how dumb that is. That's not true. If you would have had a Jack Nicklaus, not that he would have done it, but even, I don't know, somebody, a former player who was playing during the Tiger era or whatever the case might be, go, yeah, I don't like seeing guys doing that, and included that quote in there, I think it would have given some credibility to the discussion. But nobody, as far as players go, or at least going on the record, or even off the record, there wasn't even an off the record quote, and saying, I have a problem with what these guys are doing. I think it's a great thing for the game of golf that you have some really likable personalities in their mid to late 20s, and Dustin Johnson's 33, I think, or 4. that all kind of get along. It's totally different time than the Tiger Woods era.
Totally different.
When you look at the time, and I didn't realize it because we were all so focused on Tiger, and I really wasn't paying that much attention to golf. But you, like I said, Jay, I think they had, I can't remember which PGA it was, but the final group was Tiger and Woody Austin.
Yeah.
And you're going, my God, what in the hell was that? You know, it wasn't Tiger and Phil dueling all the time. That didn't really happen all that often.
Nope.
We wanted to see it happen, but it didn't happen all that often. Yet Tiger and Sergio at the PGA in 99, but Sergio was super young at the time, and there was just hope that that would become the rivalry. There never really was the rival. Here you have like seven guys, and they might not be bombastic personalities, but they're likable personalities. I mean, DJ and Brooks Koepka are kind of,
to their own.
Yeah, I kind of, But Spieth and Thomas and Fowler, and Rory, there's some likability there, which I think it might not be as appealing as the Tiger thing, but I still think it's going to get more people interested in it than, for example, if it were Bubba. Then Brooks Koepka. You have some likability in there that I think is attracting people, and they're in their 20s, and they're wearing their orange and their Puma hats and all that stuff. So I think that's good for the game, and I couldn't be more excited about Belle Reve next year because of the number of great players. Yeah, if Tiger were coming in, it were 15 years ago, I'd certainly be excited, but it would be all geared around
him,
Tiger Woods, and if he somehow didn't make the cut, which would be unheard of really back then. Then you'd be like, oh, God, this is a disappointing event. It's almost impossible with that number of great players for you to not have one of those seven or eight guys in the mix on Sunday at Belle Reve next August.
Clousy, you are an Uber Lemming. That is why you are paying attention to golf. I thought I'd read that too. Huh.
No, it's just I think the young guys actually spark an interest in the fact that I cut the cord from cable for about a year. Yep. And so now that I have the capability of watching big time tournaments outside of majors on the Golf Network, it's something fun to watch. And yeah, like Tim said, you had 7-10 guys under the age of 28 that are just dominant. I mean, it's just really fun to watch. So that's why
I have more interest. Why do you care how old they
are? Well, here's the thing. I think for...
Well, you can see the future, you can see dominance throughout rather than, a 37-year-old winning.
I do think younger people like Plowsy relate better to those younger guys than that old stuffy... Curtis Strange or...
Well, you're going back. You're talking about guys that are 60 now. Well, is there really a difference between somebody winning who's 27 and 35?
Yes, when Justin Thomas wins versus a Steve Stricker, yes, there's a huge difference. Not only the crowd, but probably viewership. And I'm one of them. Yeah, we had true.
I do think, I'm looking at it from a different perspective because I want those kids 13 to... 19 or even the 22, 23, 24 to come out and buy a six-pack and play nine holes. That's what I need. So when I see that somebody like Plowsy is talking about it or caring about it, I mean, there's a shot that maybe on a Friday afternoon he'll come fill a tee time.
Well, and the difference, too, is that these guys are likable. And with all the guys Timmy mentioned in his poll, I would venture to guess out of those 20 majors, maybe one of those guys will win three.
Maybe.
Because there's so many good golfers.
Which would be strong.
Yeah, and there's going to be guys that will pop in there and win that we don't check. Tim didn't have on the list. So, there's camaraderie there, but there's also competition. Now, Tiger was a man of his own. Tiger brought golf back. Everybody was watching because of Tiger.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be watching if say, Bob Estes was dominating the tour back then.
No.
But they like Tiger. But now you have...
Maybe Tway.
Don't forget about Bob.
Now you have six or seven guys that are likable, that everybody who watches golf and goes out and watches golf on the course enjoys these guys. So it's good for the game. I don't think one of those seven or eight guys are going to dominate and win six or seven, eight majors in a three-year span.
Or maybe even in their career.
But they're all going to be there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Jay, are the guys today, the scores they're putting up, are they comparable to the scores that Tiger put up on the same courses 10 years ago?
They are somewhat comparable. Well, the difference is where these guys are. And the Dustin Johnson win from a couple of weeks ago at the first playoff event was the perfect example. Where he hits it, where Jordan Spieth, arguably the best player in the world, hits a nice 285-yard drive down the right-hand side where he's perfectly in the fairway. And Dustin Johnson just says, I'm going to do something a little different. I don't see a lake. I'm going to take it over the lake and hit it 350. Mm-hmm. I mean...
that's just a huge difference right now, whether it's the ball, whether it's the equipment, whether it's the instruction they're getting at a young age, whether it's strength and conditioning. I don't know. It truly is a game that I am not familiar with. I mean, it the power game that some of these younger players have is staggering.
Is it the equipment, or is it, because, you know, as a species, I know, you know, yeah, we're obese and there's disease and everything, but as a species, we are evolving, getting bigger, faster, stronger, the living longer.
Are. The rest of us are just getting bigger in the gut. So the athletes are getting bigger in places that help them in their sport.
I think it's the ball probably first, and then the ball matched with the equipment and the swing speeds that these guys generate. I mean, and
the technique, and now with TrackMan and the ability to, you know,
to get it down to a science.
Yes, it's down to a science, and it's almost robotic when it comes to that part, and that's why I say Spieth is different, because don't get me wrong, he still does what a lot of them do with TrackMan and figure out certain, you know, various different angles, attack angle, launch angle, clubhead speed, and all of those things. But TrackMan cannot manage your putting, and that's the thing that I think separates Spieth from the rest. And that's why I would pick him to win the most majors. And that doesn't mean it's going to be some like Tiger Woods kind of
run. No, I don't think it can be.
Yeah, exactly, because of the depth of the talent. So, yeah, that was a good question, Doug, because I wonder about the same thing. Like, how would a Tiger have fared, you know, 2014 through 2024 versus 1997 through 2008. And I don't know, you know, I don't know. And we'll never know. But when you look at who was on the leaderboard on a lot of Tiger's majors, you go, God, I don't even know who those people are.
And that's what I always said when I obviously was a Tiger guy. But I always said to people, you know, Nicklaus had Palmer. He had Casper. He had Player.
Bob Tway.
Late. The 86 Masters.
Julius Burrow.
I mean,
Gabe Brewer.
Hale Irwin.
Dal Finsterwolf.
It's the
Lee Trevino.
I mean, there were all these guys in all these different time periods that Jack played that were Hall of Fame players. And I guess to a certain extent, you got the tail end of Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, and
Trevor Immelman, 2008.
Yeah, I was there. I called him up the 18th fairway at the Masters. I mean, it's a unique situation that probably will work against Tiger for those people that want to say he is the greatest of all time. As I said before, Arnold's the most important figure in the game. Jack's the greatest champion. But let me tell you something. Nobody played golf like Tiger Woods.
How did you go from calling the Masters to being on this show?
What the hell happened to you? It's called a fall. It's called a fall. There is no doubt about it. But I got to tell you, I enjoy doing this more.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. But I do want to tell you about our friends at Michael's Flooring. You know all about them, don't you, Doug?
They've got that stuff with the carpet that I like.
They've got the Serona.
Oh, yeah, the Serona. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I insist on, frankly.
Doug actually has custom-made underwear made out of Serona.
You've got Serona.
Doesn't stain.
Very nice. Well, they're open. It doesn't stain. Dardenne Prairie. You can see their new awesome location. They have huge savings on most everything in store. Come check it out. Check out the Mohawk Smart Strand Silk with the DuPont Serona. Check out the Mohawk Smart Strand Ultra. Again, Doug, DuPont Serona.
Sure.
Michaels wants you.
Demand it.
And they don't mind shopping. Go shop the competition.
If you're stupid, you will.
Well, see what they can offer.
If you got time to blow, because you know this is the best deal you're going to get.
Well, that's the deal. They're going to bring in the competitors.
We've done the shopping for you, in essence.
And they'll beat it. When you think of Michaels, you should think local. Michaels has been local in St. Louis for over 20 years, 4 convenient locations in the Lou. St. Charles, West County, North County, and that new smack 'em up, bang 'em up store in Dardenne Prairie.
Wow. And right now, Doug, if you want to get your skin soft like hers, my recommendation would be Harry's razor.
You might want to use it based on some of the pictures you've been posting.
Yeah, you know, I haven't shaved since my son was born. And that's all there is to it.
Are you going to?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't. You know, I'm kind of. I haven't even shaved my head. And Doug, you'll be happy to know. I mean, you saw the top of my head last night.
What?
You'll be happy to know that I have hair coming out. So I don't know. Maybe I should go get some hair transplants and see what the word is.
Yeah, we give that a whirl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with you. We'll get a group discount at Hans Wyman.
Yeah. see what's doing. Because there is hair coming out. It's just it doesn't come out right at the what is that scalp?
Head. Hairs? Yeah.
Velo. Doesn't come out with the velo that used to.
But if you want to get a great shave at a low price, Harry's is the move. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel travel blade cover. And we have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Question about Harry's. Are you taking them?
Yeah, of course. I love taking questions.
Okay. The durability, is it enough where I could tackle a little shoulder hair situation with a Harry's razor?
Yep. I think it'll get it.
All right. Does Harry's come with DuPont Sharona?
Sharona.
You don't have to add the H.
Sharona.
You're doing my Sharona. Who is it, the Kinks Jennings?
Yes.
Grapefruiting isn't new to Jada Pinkett Smith. The Girls Trip star revealed that the sexual practice, which was popularized by a YouTube tutorial prior to a raunchy scene with Tiffany Haddish in the film, was brought to her attention by her famous husband. So basically what grapefruiting is, it's an act of love, Haddish told Entertainment Weekly. You take a grapefruit and you cut it on both sides. You cut a hole in the middle of that and you place that on your man's member.
No, you don't.
It's best to get it if he doesn't know it's happening. You wouldn't want... This is in the New York
Post. How are you going to sneak a grapefruit by somebody?
I don't know.
You want to blindfold him and say, "Baby, I want to do something freaky with you tonight." Clip that off. Make it mystical and magical and make sure that the grapefruit's room temperature.
And right.
This is one of the links the Seamaster sent to me.
He's sneaky, V.
He's not so sneaky anymore. He's pretty much out of the closet with that.
I am told.
I have to tell you something. I know a lot. I know a lot about being a creep, but it's great. How's grapefruiting? are we gonna bring that back? How about that hole?
If you have a cut though, and that would kind of sting, wouldn't it? If you got some
the
kind
citrus.
Of a cut when you put the grapefruit on there.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. I have never heard of grapefruiting. And honestly, I'm up for a lot. I just don't really see the upside of grapefruit.
That could really open up a lot of doors for a lot of different fruits. You know, you're talking the watermelon, you know, the cantaloupe.
Okay, that's enough, Blousy.
I kind of messed out what grapefruiting is, and I'm feeling better for it.
You feel good about that.
Well, let's make you feel even better because I just got a text from Sneaky V. He's in the upper level offices here. But he says we've got some Barrett sound, some extra Barrett sound. This is Jason Barrett from Jason Barrett Media. What do we got, Plowsy?
Oh, I got to turn my mic on. Sorry. This is Jason Barrett drops some knowledge on podcast conference. You want to check it out, Jay?
Yeah, no question.
Radio conferences can become pretty boring when you sit through session after session listening to industry people tout their 97% reach and cling to buzzwords such as ROI, mergers, and the played-out phrase, content is king, distribution is king.
Your whole website
but
is that.
But there's just a different vibe at the podcast movement conference because the focus is more on performance, storytelling, and research. That's not to suggest that all of the sessions are the equivalent of a thrill ride, because they're not. But when you're in a room listening to Bruce Prichard, Eric Newsom, or Paul Culligan, it's different than the normal stuff.
Who are these people? And why do we care about this?
I'm Googling right now. Paul.
He went to a podcast conference and decided to give his listeners an update on
Paul and say it was boring.
And you know, sometimes, and this is, I don't mean any offense because.
No, you can go ahead and offend him.
No, but I mean, if you went to a radio conference and it was boring, it's probably because Barrett was a speaker.
There you go. Paul Culligan, I'll just try sports radio and see if anything happens. Paul Culligan.
I'm sure he does a podcast because it was. Podcasting
Slinky, SFTL 280.
Oh,
the
really?
Blog Talk Radio podcast with Eddie Bobbitt and Paul Culligan.
Hmm.
Wow.
How could you go to a podcast convention and think it's not going to be boring?
Because it's a lot
what
of guys.
What could possibly happen there that you would find really exciting?
It's a lot of guys in short sleeve dress shirts talking about the industry.
I think he said it wasn't. Boring, like the regular radio conferences you go to where they talk about ROI. And that, but that's your newsletter.
Hit the name. I want to get the names again of the Bruce Prichard and who
Pritchard.
Else?
Pritchie was there.
Culligan. Well, when you're in a room listening to Bruce Prichard, Eric Newsom, or Paul Culligan.
I'm going to try Eric Newsom because.
I've heard all I'm going to hear from Paul Culligan. He doesn't have a whole lot to say to me.
Is it Ken or Ken?
In other news, Eric Newsom has just signed with Jason Barrett and is paying him some money to do some work. Isn't that a conflict when you're like supposed to be like doing a newsletter about stuff and yet you consult for some of these stations that just happen to get some of the awards that you
I don't understand any of it. It is one of the great mysteries of the last 4 or 5 years that somebody actually would pay this doorknob to tell them something. I mean, it's
That's
almost
the beauty
like,
of being a consultant.
It almost happens makes me want to quit the Candy Crush and just say, hey, I'm a consultant.
You could be.
Yeah.
If you can just throw out, he's mocking throwing out these words. That's all they do as a consultant. They come up with some sort of plan that's going to work right now, and they throw out fancy words, right. And it makes people think, wow,
this
he must know what he's talking about. But the real thing that the consultant does is it takes the decision makers at the stations off the hot seat. They say, well, we're just listening to the consultant.
To the guy,
it didn't work. So we'll get another consultant. It wasn't my decision, of course. That's what consultants are all about.
Wait. Unless the consultant told him to hire someone good, and then the management person says,
that's enough.
That was my guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Sorry about that. Just let me get that out of the way.
It's a CYA move. And this Paul Culligan, I've had it to hear with him. I'm not going to listen to him speak again.
No, he's not as much into the teases as Barrett. He's more into the nuts and bolts. I mean, it's just...
Bruce Prichard, screw him.
I mean, it's like, how are there people... How is the guy running the station in Lincoln, Nebraska going to his general manager at the station, hey, Bob... We got to get this Jason. We got to have Jason Barrett be involved in this thing. I mean, what in the world?
There is no secret plan.
I guess everybody's got to have somebody. You got to hire somebody.
I don't know.
Usually the guys who get to management jobs are just the people that talk the best game.
I guess. It's one of the great mysteries to me that this guy is able to feed himself.
My brother works as a radio executive, and
the Penguin.
A lot of what he does is hires guys, and then when things don't go well, then he fires them. Yeah, that's got me. So I'm always like, Big Dave, off to the office to fire someone, huh, Drew?
Right.
Just another Friday at the station.
Yeah, where is he? He's in L.A., right?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a nice gig.
Doug, that's where we're heading once we get this FS1 gig.
I don't like our chances on that.
Well, Timmy, let's head to a break. How about that?
Let's do it. Let's also let the audience know. I know with the NFL starting tonight, people will be on their DraftKings teams, as we've been talking about, and they certainly will be monitoring their fantasy football teams. Also, plenty of people want to be wagering, and if you go to mybookie.ag, the number that they have right now for the Patriots and Chiefs 2017 NFL kickoff is the Patriots -9, and the over-under is at 48.5. They have all kinds of bonuses for you signing up on mybookie.ag. It is where I wager, and it is the place to go because you know you are going to get paid out. I have had issues with another site and my bank not taking the check. You don't want to deal with that after finally going on a run and making some money. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win, right?
No.
Lay down some cash and win big today. I only recommend a service to our listeners. It's been good to me, and I have been using MyBookie.ag. That's why we're urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, and they do pay. MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code RADIO. R-A-D-I-O to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And you can check with your local jurisdiction for any questions regarding mybookie.ag. Okay, we got to take a commercial break. We got all kinds of things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Bo Drockelman has been with us for a number of years, ever since September 11th. He has been doing the March to the Arch from West County all the way down to the Arch to pay tribute to the memories of those who lost their lives on September 11th. He will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour, along with Derek Gould, as the Cardinals wrap up the West Coast road trip tonight in San Diego. Plus, your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Alvin Vaughn, Jennings Randolph Jr. with you from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.